G'day everyone, welcome back. This is Unsupervised 2, where I sit down with me, myself and I, and however many other personalities are stuck in my head, and just share a few thoughts and get a few things off my chest. You know, I poured a green tea, had myself an alpha brain, and sat down and talked about a few things. I won't spoil it in the intro, you know, I covered off on many topics, some of the stuff I wanted to talk about, the symbol, the studio rebuild, you know, perspective changes and technology and how it's affecting us, you know, just a few thoughts I had. So I'm not going to mess around, guys. Got some really cool interviews coming up, looking forward to Friday, and you know, there's, I've got 3 or 4 podcasts booked in already for the next 5 or so weeks, and they'll come out when they come out, and look forward to them. Studio rebuild going ahead on Good Friday. It's going to be a good bloody Friday, I'll tell you right now. I'm looking forward to it so much. So keep an eye out on Instagram for that. I will post before shots and then I'll post after shots. And we'll see. You guys can see what we've done. It's going to be fucking awesome. As always, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all unlocking the code. Give us 5 stars on iTunes, please. I noticed there's been a few of those come up recently. Thank you very much to those that took the time. Anyone else, just give us 5 stars. The more we get, the better the rating the podcast gets, and more good things will come our way. As always, I really appreciate your time. As I say, by the time I post this, we're going to be over 3,000 downloads, guys. Fucking hell. Thank you so much. Right? That is so awesome. I hope everything's cool. I hope you're being cool to everybody else. Look after yourselves. Stay safe. And we'll talk soon. Enjoy Everlong. We will, once the studio's done, get back in the studio and record some more. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
1, 2, 3, go.
If anything could ever be this good again. only thing I'll ever ask of you. Gotta promise not to stop when I say when she sang. I sing along with you. If everything could ever feel this real forever, if anything could ever be this good again, the only thing I'll ever ask of you, you gotta promise not to stop when I say when she sang.
G'day everyone, welcome back. It's just me tonight. Decided to sit down and record Unsupervised 2 this week. Have got some more guests coming, however I thought this was the time to do it. This podcast has been stuck in my mind for a little while. You know, it's like gnawing in the back of my head. You know those ones, they're like little earworms, whatever they call them. So I decided to get it out of my head so you guys can have it. And then I don't have to think about it anymore. I want to start with a little bit of housekeeping. The studio is going to be rebuilt Good Friday. So it's going to be a Good Friday. However, the symbol, the sacred geometry symbol that is the face of the podcast, that single symbol that we have, I love it. And everybody loves it. All right, everybody sees something different. And it's quite fascinating. However, obviously, closing in on 3,000 downloads, thank you very much. And with our audience growing internationally, I became a little bit concerned about that symbol because it's not mine. I do believe way back in the beginning when we first changed over to that symbol, it was done by a guy called PupTentacle13, okay? I found it. Well, I'm not going to pretend that it's nothing to do with me. I changed the colours. It was like a black, a green, and a yellow. And I changed it to black, and I've obviously changed it to blue. Now, I did a bit of background searching on that symbol. And weirdly enough, it comes from a site dedicated to DMT. And I couldn't believe that when I finally backtracked it down to that site. Considering that a DMT experience basically led me to where we are now, sort of seems a bit full circle. However, I thought if I could get in contact with those guys and at least just tell them I've been using it, then it'd clear my conscience and I don't want to take credit for something that's not mine. However, I love that symbol and everybody does. There's no way to contact them on their site, and I tried to join their forum and the forum wouldn't let me join. I tried like 15 times to join their forum. I've Facebook messaged them, told them that I'm using the symbol. I'm willing to pay to use it if that's what has to be done. And look, if I don't hear back from them, they did have like a PayPal donation thing through their website. So I'll probably flick them $20 and I'll let you guys know when I've done that, at least just to clear my conscience, because I love that symbol and I want to keep it as a face of the podcast. And, you know, my DMT experience, as they all do, as these plant medicines do, they come to you when you need them most. And I definitely needed it when I had it. And it showed me another side to life. You know, I was in a very, very dark place. And it showed me the light. It showed me the love, the pure unadulterated joy that life could be. And actually, I don't even know if I've mentioned this on the podcast before. You know, I totally agree with Joe Rogan when he says trying to explain a DMT experience is like trying to catch a slippery fish. You'll never figure it out. However, the one thing that came out of the DMT experience was the bubble theory. And that's basically you can have an etherical bubble surrounding you, and you don't have to let anything into that bubble you don't want to, right? And make it clear, you don't want it mirrored because then people don't see you. However, you can have a bubble around you and it doesn't affect you, okay? But anything you let into that bubble, you must take responsibility for, you know. However, you can walk around in your own little bubble and just do your own thing if that's what you want to do. And that was actually part of what changed my life through my DMT experience. I carried that through and it led me to where we are today. And completely trippy, full circle type thing that the symbol that I found that I chose to use for a little indie podcast in Brisbane, Australia, was connected to a DMT website. So, Pup Tentacle, thank you so much, man. Awesome symbol. I've done what I can to get in contact with you. If you find us through the World Wide Web, please don't hesitate to contact me and talk to me about it. However, I just wanted to cross my T's and dot my I's with that. So, going to keep the symbol. However, I just wanted to make sure I did what I could to try and let whoever know did use and make that symbol that I was using it. What else have I got stuck in my head? I had a bit of an interesting experience a little while ago. Obviously, I'm all very new to this world. I mean, I really have only had a social media presence for under a year. And obviously, listening to podcasts for many more years before that, you know, there was a lot of conversation about social media and what is it and what should it be used for and, you know, the goods, the bads and the uglies behind it. And I understand, like, obviously we have the Facebook page and I have an Instagram account and, you know, I'm a wannabe photographer. I love taking photos, you know. I have sold about a dozen photos over the years in canvases and the like. So Instagram appealed to me and, you know, it's quite fascinating to see when you post and then you do get the likes, you know, and it does give you a little dopamine rush. It's quite fascinating to observe because I never really experienced it and having been told about it before I actually signed on. And look, my social media presence primarily is to do with the podcast. You know, I've got some good mates on there. I like their stuff. I post some cool stuff. I'm mostly post to the page or directly to Facebook through Instagram. And look, you know, of late the podcast is growing and therefore more likes are coming. I discovered the weird world of hashtags. And it's been an interesting thing to observe, you know, when you make that post in the morning and then you look at your phone and the little Instagram symbol keeps ticking over, you know, how many likes you get. And you check Facebook and you got likes there. And it's interesting to see what people like and what they don't like and why they do or why they don't. And, you know, you wonder how many people have just become your friends so they can snoop on you and see what you're up to, you know. You know, it'd be very disappointing. I mainly post morning shots or stuff out of the archives, you know, in order to just keep the podcast going and, you know, make sure that my social media presence is consistent. And, look, I do like posting my photos, I must admit. You know, I'd taking photos or I had the first digital camera I had when I was about 20, coming out of a nasty breakup, and my mum bought me a digital camera. And I must admit, that saved me back then, you know. It's quite a shame that I lost like 1,000 images when their computer crashed. However, shit happens. However, I do love taking photography, so Instagram does appeal to me. I'm not a big fan of the selfie. I don't really understand it. I have posted a few, you know, in the gym and, you know, some meditation. I had a few ideas come to me and I have posted those. However, I always feel like I'm a little bit of an outsider looking in, you know. It was, I still feel like that. I'm still very, very aware and very being very in the observance state. Still love it when we get likes, don't get me wrong, you know, that's what it's designed to do. And I like the fact that my stuff's getting out there, and you know, I have seen different bumps in downloads that are coinciding with the Instagram getting bigger and all that sort of stuff. So there is something definitely there as far as a social. I think it's a tool. These things are tools, and you can use them for what they're intended. And then look, that's what I continue to do. And I like sharing my photos. I must admit, I did have a bit of a concern before I started Instagram, where it was like, oh well, if I post my photos on Instagram, then they will have them and they'll no longer be my IP. But I got over that, you know. I may, further down the track, you know, there is a multi-page website extravaganza in the works, among other things. And sorry, just having some green tea there. And I may do some very limited runs of my pictures. I'll sign them and I'll number them, and whatever proceeds will go to the podcast, you know. Because they're very cool on canvases, some of my pictures. I do prefer printing them onto canvas. It looks very cool. So there's a very long-winded way of saying that social media presence, I've basically, and I didn't think I was, become more addicted to my phone, okay? Obviously, I listen to podcasts pretty consistently. I've always been a bit of a gamer, so, you know, I find games, and I never spend any money on them. I just basically ride them out until I get bored of them and then change them. So, look, I did obviously use my phone every day. However, since the podcast has come out, and I can check status updates on the downloads, I can check likes on the page, and likes on Instagram and those sorts of things. Excuse me. I didn't realize how much of a crutch it was. Because what happened a few months ago now, a couple of months ago now, is my trusty old HTC 10, I think it was, died. It died. And I actually felt a palpable sense of loss when that happened. I didn't have my phone. I couldn't use my phone. I didn't have a phone for like 48 hours. I didn't know what to do with myself, you know, like, because I read books, but I've downloading them on my phone now because I can use the nightlight and it doesn't disturb the wife and stuff like that. I don't have to have a lamp on and all those sorts of things. And you know, I still have a lot of books, you know. I still don't get those. However, as far as reading at night, I do use my phone because it has the nightlight function. And so like, even going to sleep, it's like, oh, you know, I don't check Facebook before I go to sleep. However, the last thing I do before I go to bed is I read on my phone. I couldn't do that, and I couldn't do this, I couldn't do that. And obviously, you know, I have my own business. I have the podcast. I was organizing guests to come onto the podcast. Like, it was all happening, and then the phone died right at the wrong time, and it was a horrific experience. Horrific's probably a bit of a dramatic term. However, it was a definite, I didn't understand what was going to happen, you know. Before that, I would have said, oh, I can just leave my phone alone, you know, I don't need it. As it turns out, it's an integral part of my life, and it's an integral part of all our lives, you know. And it was a fascinating experience to observe. And then when I got the new phone, I was like, oh wow, I haven't had a new phone in a while, and I'm still learning how to use it, and you know, all these things. And it's an interesting, it was a very interesting experience. And I suppose what I have become aware of is that since that time, you know, and I'm not a perennial checker of Facebook or anything else like that. Like, if I post something, I might, you know, the likes come up on my phone, so I check to see who does it. But I'm not on it every second of the day, or Instagram or anything else like that. Again, I still listen to podcasts. However, you know, I have actually found myself checking Facebook when I have a break. Oh, what's going on? You know, what's going on in the world? You know, and there is that Facebook suck. You know, and I've recognized that as well. So I'm doing what I can to put my phone down more. You know, I'm aware of it. And it was that experience of losing my phone that made me aware of it. I always do observe, it's interesting that that old conspiracy movie Zeitgeist, you know, they said they were going to chip us, you know, by this time. They haven't chipped us, but they've given us a smartphone that, you know, is listening to me as we speak, I would say. You know, so it's like they haven't quite chipped us. I've heard that they are chipping people. There is companies where you can get, you know, food, and it's all chips are being put into people, you know, and I imagine that is the future. You just have a chip in your hand or something like that. It'll have all your details and blah, blah, blah. I suppose the lesson that I got out of that experience, you know, and obviously bearing in mind too that it's such a double-edged sword because, you know, my passion project is the podcast and this is what I want. I want this to grow and continue and I want it to be my job, you know what I mean? If you know, when that happens, it's, and I understand that's primarily used through smartphones. However, we still need to be very aware of what this technology is doing to us and the things that, the things that it does to us. That's sort of what I'm getting at, you know, the dopamine hits and, you know, the endless amount of information too is almost too much, you know. I've found that, especially with the podcast, because obviously, especially the megalith ones, I sort of sift through a lot of data and, you know, there's been a few that I've posted on the page that have turned out to be bullshit. However, I bought them hook, line and sinker. Well, not hook, I never buy anything hook, line and sinker anymore. However, I bought them enough to post them on the page and it turns out that they were wrong, you know. And there's just so much information and it's hard to filter out what's bullshit and what's not. I mean, for God's sake, the flat earth thing is growing, you know. I don't want to talk about that. However, it is something that, you know, these, you can find your own echo chambers, I think, is you know, and that's a lot of this social justice worry and all that sort of stuff. You know, we touched on that in the diatribe that we released last week. So I suppose the listeners of this podcast, and I really appreciate them, be aware of how much you use your phones. Be aware of what you're posting online. And don't forget to stop and smell the roses, you know. It's, you know, I normally ride the bike with a workout mix, of, you know, on the wireless headphones. And the other day I didn't. I rode without music and I was just one with nature. And it was definitely a different experience and one that I'll, I still like the workout mix because it keeps the tempo up, keeps me pedaling hard. However, I will definitely, you know, put the earphones down on a more regular basis now and just experience the ride on a more visceral level as opposed to in the little echo chamber of my mind. So, yeah, just, could you live without your phone? As a teacher of young adults, I know that some of these kids couldn't live without their phones. I've had some students lately that just won't leave them alone. It's like it's a compulsion. It's an addiction, you know, and it is an addiction of sorts. But always remember you can just turn them off, guys. Always remember you can put them down and just walk away, okay? Don't get into pointless Twitter battles or Facebook battles or whatever. You know, look, we haven't had any haters yet on the podcast. They'll come. I know they will, you know. If people were paying attention to us, we have said some pretty controversial things. You know, the last podcast we did, we said some controversial things, and we always do. And, you know, it's an interesting thing where I look forward to seeing what they have to say, you know, but not because I want to engage them, but I think I'll find it amusing. You know, it's not, as I sit here, you know, this is episode 33, you know, by the time I post this on Friday, there'll be, you know, 3,000 downloads will be in the bag. And that's very humbling. However, the reasons why we're doing this, you know, the boys behind the podcast and the growing number of guests that are wanting to come on and share, it's got little to do with how many likes we get. It's got little to do with all that sort of stuff. Yeah, sure. Do we want to share our thoughts with the big global conglomerate that's awaking up and going, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, we do. That's why we're recording it. That's why we're sharing it. That's why I created this podcast, to be part of that community and to do what I can to create our own community through the podcast, you know, through unlocking the code. And we would do this regardless. If we had 300 downloads, we'd still do it. You know, the fact that we're sitting here at episode 33, we've, you know, I think over 12 of our episodes are in triple figures, and there's a fair few chasing them pretty hard. And, you know, it's all very humbling to look at, especially considering we only started in May last year. However, just be aware of your phones, guys. Be aware of the technology around you and what it's doing. And always make sure you take some time and walk on the grass, you know. Look up at the stars. You know, if you go for a ride, you know, I posted something on Instagram and through Strava, I called it a soul ride. Well, and I do those, you know. It was still 8.5 Ks. However, it was more about getting out there and turning the legs over and just experiencing the environment. I didn't have my headphones on that day. I just wanted to see what was up and, you know, see whether or not the river was still flowing through our little track. However, it's important to make sure you embrace nature, because nature is who we are, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. We've discussed that a little bit lately in the last couple of podcasts, Ramblings of Three Madmen, and it's getting weirder and the like. So yeah, I think the key, one of the things that I learned is that social media, this modern technology that is allowing us to be more connected, however, more separate than ever as well, just be aware of it. It is a tool, and see it for what it is. And yeah, it can give you leisure, it can give you pleasure, it can give you knowledge, it can give you many different things. However, be aware of that, and don't ever forget the world around you. Because we are more connected on one hand, however, more apart than ever. You know, not sure if we talked about it in Discipline Equals Freedom. I don't think we did. However, when we were on the mountain, we made a point when we were coming down the mountain, because we were just on such a high for so many things, and, you know, such a combination of so many things, that every single person we walked past down the hill, we said hello to them. And it was only a small percentage that said hello back. You know, Martin did, and he's going to be coming on the podcast. We're going to go climbing with him in a few weeks' time. That's going to be awesome. Look forward to that. However, we don't know how to interact with each other. We don't know how to have a conversation with each other, you know. And I do think that, as I say, the technology is a tool. However, it is fueling a disconnect from the world around you, the society. You know, artificial intelligence is a big concern of mine, along with all the other intelligent men and women around the world that are actually paying attention to it. It's something that we need to think about. And, you know, as Angus was talking about, you know, what if a solar flare comes? If a solar flare comes, guys, all the technology, all the beloved pieces of electronic equipment that rule your existence day to day won't exist. Do you know how to start a fire without fuel? You know, without a lighter even? Can you have any sort of survival skills in the bush? I remember a little while ago, I used to do an environmental studies module as part of one of the courses that I delivered. And I used to throw a survival kit, you know, it was a Bear Grylls one that I carry around with me. You know, I've worked a lot in the jungle and out in the bush and the desert, and I've always got a pocket knife and a few bibs and bobs, you know. And not for show, I do actually understand how to use them. That's why I have them, because I do, that stuff can be very useful. And I used to throw it on the table, and, you know, a bunch of young people, and I'd say, you know, if I was to give you this and drop you in the bush, how long do you think you'd live? And more than one, there's one in particular that I remember, this young fella put his hand up and said, how long does it take to die? And, you know, and there was many more that agreed with him. It's like, oh, I have no idea, you know. Yeah, sure, the technology's great. It's one thing to understand it and use it for the tool that it is. However, we do need to understand nature. We do need to understand where our food comes from. And could you grow a plant? Do you have any of those abilities? And it's those visceral things that you do outside and in nature. They give you strength. Like it's really cool, you know. I still build a fire and start a fire every now and again. Albeit I use a lighter. I do know I haven't done a old, you know, the stick in the band for a long time. However, you know, you build a cone fire, you make sure you get the right fuel and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, one flick of the lighter and it goes gangbusters if you build it correctly. And it's always a skill that I practice as much as I can. You know, and it's important to understand, you know, in the Aussie bush, I know what plants you can eat and what plants you can't eat and all that sort of stuff. The general rule in the Aussie bush is if it looks tasty, don't eat it. It's probably going to kill you. Okay. However, while this technology is very important, it is also irrelevant as well. Because the best things in life are free. And the best things in life aren't attached to materialistic things. They're attached to people. They're attached to experiences that you have, you know. And, you know, making sure you get the perfect selfie is not experiencing things, you know. I think I've said this before and I'll reiterate it, that I don't take photos of the best things that I see all the time. You know, when we went on that big trip, me and Angus, up the mountain and back again, I didn't take a lot of photos that day. I maybe took 15 photos the whole day. You've got no idea what we saw. No idea. But that's the point. You don't need to, because it wasn't for you. It wasn't for the world. It was for us. You know, and those experiences you have are for you. So maybe, you know, next time you go for a bushwalk, leave the phone in the car and just see what happens. You know, and that experience is truly for you and whoever you're with. And that's what will make it awesome. Okay? That's what will make it awesome. I did want to expand on a couple of other little things that I didn't say during the diatribe. I did want to talk about getting up early, because it was so early when we did that podcast. We were a bit crazy, you know. A bit like tonight, I had an alpha brain and pour myself a green tea. That's what we did that morning as well, except it was 4:30 in the morning. There is definitely something... seems to be less chaos. What? How do I explain it? Seems to be, the energy is different. You know, like the late at night, early in the morning, because everybody's asleep. You know, there's a different energy going on. You know. You know, and most people would know. You know, Mike Tyson used to get up and run at 3 o'clock in the morning. Why? Because he knew his enemies were sleeping, and he'd have that edge. You know. And I think the experience of getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning or 4:30 in the morning to work out, or at least, you know, I've been doing a lot more stretching and yoga and body exercises, you know, to try and just help my body out a bit, because, you know, I've had a few injuries over the years. And, or the David Goggins podcast that JRE had, it's like, okay, fine, mate, I'll start stretching more and I have focused more on that. And I tell you what, some of the body weight stretching sessions, I'll sweat more at the end of those than I will a weight session or a cardio session, seriously, you know, just because of the things that you do during that time. And there's definitely something about getting up early, guys, about watching the sunrise. Can't really do that anymore because, like, the sun's only just come up, you know, when I'm getting ready to go for work. However, earlier on, you know, we used to ride down to the sign and come back to the bridge pylons, and, you know, even when I used to do it myself a lot, where I sat on the pylon and just watched the sun come over the horizon, and the first rays of the sun hitting you and the morning birds and that sort of stuff. There's definitely an energy and there's definitely something about that, you know. And again, it doesn't have to, you don't have to work out, you don't have to go for a ride, you don't have to, but just experience it on a semi-regular basis, just to see what happens. And it gives you there's something there, you know. It's hard to put my finger on it. And I suppose that's why I had trouble during the diatribe, especially at that time of the morning, because I couldn't figure it out. And even now, you know, a week later, I'm still trying to figure it out. And I can't quite put words to it. And I think it's one of those things that there may not be words to it. It may be one of those things you just need to experience, because again, through these experiences, that experience gives you whatever it needs to give you. What it's giving me may not be the same as what it gives you, you know, because what you need and what I need is totally different. What's going to serve you may not serve me. What serves me may not serve you. That's the realities of existence. However, guys, I do implore you to, you know, get to bed early. Make sure you're not trying to burn the candle at 15 ends like I was doing last year. However, give it a go. Wake up early and just experience that time, even if you're just walking or even just sitting out there watching the sunrise. You know, it's, and do it in nature. Get outside. Make sure, don't do it from the comfort of your bed, because you'll just go back to sleep, you know. But yeah, there's definitely been a growth. There's definitely been I get more of an understanding sometimes at that time of the day, and I think you can think clearer because the chaos and the energy of the world hasn't yet woken up, you know. The chaos of the day hasn't started, you know. And I think that's, as I say, I didn't get that out last time, and I just wanted to try and articulate it this time. However, I realised that before I turned the mics on, I still couldn't. However, so I thought, fuck it, I'll give it a go. I hope you got what you needed to get out of that. And I do implore you to have a go at, just have a go every now and doing it, you know, and seeing the effects that it has on you. There's been a lot of, because I pay attention to, well, not a lot of attention, but the podcasts that I listen to, you know, JRE and a few other, you know, Sam Harris, and these guys keep up to date with stuff and they have their own opinions on it. And, you know, we did talk about the masculine, feminine, you know, gender politics thing, you know, and the diatribe. And I did get pretty fired up towards the end of that. And I agree with everything that I said during that podcast. I don't, won't take anything back. However, we need to, I've had a bit more of a think about it since then. And it's such a double-edged sword, or, you know, or a triple-edged blade, or, you know, whatever it is. There's so many different nuances and sides to it. And I think the key there is the nuance, right? It's that, you know, we need to make sure we have the nuance. We need to make sure that we understand that it's always shades of grey, you know, or not, if not always, very, very close to always shades of grey. You know, very rarely is anything black or white, because you don't know who this person is, you don't know their experience, you don't know what's happened to them. And, you know, like some of these Twitter wars and how these people can bring people's careers down and all that sort of stuff through a single tweet. And wow, observing that from the outside is, it's insane. That it's really crazy, right? And I think we need to recognize that, because there is a fair indication sometimes that sometimes all of us, we all have it inside us, are just being a bit fucking nuts, you know. We just need to calm down, take a deep breath. It's just words on a screen. Who gives a fuck? Right? That should not be your purpose in life, to get likes on words on a screen in some program which is designed to, you know, make you a slave to it. I really think that there is troubles in the world, and I wish that, because I was thinking, oh yeah, peace and love and happiness and harmony and blah, 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 blah. You know, I thought about it today because I, you know, you guys don't need to see me stretching, you know. I'm working away, guys. I'm doing intermittent fasting. I'm doing a few different things. You guys don't need to know that shit. And I want to take photos of me stretching, okay? So, you know, when I don't go for a ride, or I don't see something cool in the morning, you know, or an angle that would be cool to share, I dig into my archives, guys. I've taken thousands of photos, you know, over the years and over my travels and all those sorts of things. And, you know, it's a pleasure to go through them. And I thought, today I posted a Spitfire that I took a photo of at the Brisbane Valley Air Show. Which is on again this year in May. I'm definitely heading to that again. However, I find those Spitfires beautiful from a mechanical engineering standpoint and a functional, and I know what they were capable of and what they did. And, you know, they're just a beautiful, majestic piece of machinery that has been built by man. However, it's also an instrument for war. And we need to be very careful that we don't... There's an understanding there, right? So it's like, yes, it's beautiful, it's majestic, it's amazing. However, you know, I imagine that if I, you know, spoke German or Japanese or, you know, during World War II, that the sight of a Spitfire would not have instilled, oh my God, how amazing is that? I would have been running for my life as it tried to machine gun me down with four heavy machine guns. So, and is that plane just sitting there by itself with no pilot in it? That plane is neither one thing or the other. Okay. And it's the same as a lot of these issues. Why can't we all just be cool? That's my question, right? And that's what we ended the podcast on last time. It's like, why can't we just be cool? You know? We're going to disagree, okay? And I'm not saying we're not going to argue. And I'm not saying that there's certain things... Look, there's certain conditions, as we've spoken about in the quest for selves, where if those set of conditions came up, would I take up arms against another man? Yeah, fucking oath I would. There's definitely a few things that could happen that would make me do that. However, and you know, why do I train on a punching bag? Why do I make sure I'm fit? Why do I? It's the warrior inside me wanting to be ready, just in case. In case what? I don't know what. Right? It's also better for my mental health and, you know, my... as I get older, that my physical fitness and all these sorts of things. However, there's a big part of it that there's a warrior mentality, and those guys that work out regularly would understand exactly what I'm talking about. Because the reason that your physical fitness is tied to your mental health is because the fitter you are, the better able you are to deal with situations. So whatever body, whatever frame you've got, if it's at its optimal, you know, position... You know, if it's at its optimal existence, you will then be able to deal with whatever life can throw at you in an easy way. Why? Because you are fit to deal with it. Fatigue is less. All these things, you know. So, there's so many sides to everything. There's so many sides to gender politics. There's so many sides to culture. There's so many sides to religion. There's so many sides to race and colour, you know, and so much history there. You know, I've been very observant lately of some of the things that, especially as I say on the podcast, you know, like it is growing. It is growing. It you know, I looked just, I will admit that I downloaded unsupervised the first one tonight, just to see what I'd said. You know, I'd only just fast forward and listen to a bit of it. However, that was done just after the 1,000 download spectacular, where me and Angus got way too drunk. So there's been 2,000 downloads since then, and over 10 episodes since then. And it's interesting to think about that progression. So I know, I suppose what I'm getting at is that I understand that there's nuance to all these situations. I am very straightforward about it. Why can't we all just get along? Culture really doesn't matter. It helps us grow. Religion doesn't matter. If you be accepting, it can help you grow. You know, colour is bullshit. We're all the same colour. And, you know, in 30 years' time, you know, we're all going to be caramel coloured anyway. So it doesn't matter. You know, it's... I understand that those statements are very... easy to say, however, they're harder to do. However, again, you don't get the good things without a bit of effort. Yeah. You don't get a better understanding of these cultures and people and stuff like that without having a bit of discipline. And understanding that that discipline will be tested. You know. Look, I'm a white Aussie fifth generation male. Grew up in central Victoria. Heart of the Goldfields in Ballarat. You know, I've got the Eureka Stockade flag tattooed on my leg. You know, for the record, you know, we will be doing a podcast about that in the near future, the entire stockade, because it's a story that isn't told very well at all in schools. And a lot of people, it pisses me off no end when I see the Southern American flag and the Eureka Stockade flag side by side, because that is not what the Eureka Stockade flag is about. In fact, I'm pretty sure there's been no other flag in history that more representatives of more countries have stood under voluntarily than the Eureka Stockade flag in Ballarat and Victoria in the 1850s. Okay. I do have vast knowledge on that, and I don't want to start ranting now because I want to dedicate an entire podcast to the stockade with a couple of people who are also knowledgeable on it so we can nut it out together. However, my belief systems and my stereotypes and my discipline and my patience and my lack of understanding or my fear of things that I don't understand, I suppose is a better way to put it, because we're always afraid of things we don't understand, comes into question a lot, guys. Don't think that, you know, why can't everyone just be cool and those things that I've said earlier. That is like one of my mantras, I think, and I'm convincing myself as much as I'm trying to share that knowledge with everybody else. It's a very it's a delicate thing, and as I say, it's all about nuance. It's all about the shades of grey in between the black and the white. Now, don't get me wrong, there is definitely some stuff that's black and white. Right? However, a lot of it's shades of grey. And I think we need to have understanding. And I think to pretend that there's not men that are fucking assholes that do terrible things, and to pretend that I haven't in my time been an asshole, would be a lie. However, same can be said for every woman as well, right? You know, every man and every woman has the ability to be an asshole or a bitch. They do. Deal with it. Okay? Either to the opposite sex or to the same sex. Like, they can, they will, they do, they are. It happens every fucking day. But to pretend that we're all bad and that we all don't need some sort of understanding and how we can wipe people's lives out through a single tweet, through that echo chamber I was talking about before. You know, and you look into these things, and a lot of the people that are, you know, yeah, fuck it, get rid of him. You know, like some of the, I suppose, the ones that I'm closer to are the Jordan Peterson. Some of the things that have been said about Jordan Peterson are unbelievable. Brett Weinstein, same thing. You know, like these guys that are painted out as these people, it's just total fucking bullshit, you know. And if you actually took the time and had the open perspective to actually look at these things, you know, whether it be from gender, politics, race, culture, religion, all the things that we spoke about earlier, you would see that everybody's pretty similar, okay? Oh, you might be able to hear the fighter jets in the background. Seems like the boys are coming back in Amberley. Or girls, for that matter. You know, it's, as an observer of this from the outside, and obviously having the ability and building the base that I am in order to put my 10 cents in, it's very fascinating for me to watch. And I implore everybody to try and make sure you observe your own behaviour. And look, that's very difficult. I didn't quite understand how difficult that was until I consciously tried to do it. And I'm constantly trying to do it. Constantly trying to see things and from different perspectives, and not letting that perspective affect me, or making sure that I look at it from a number of different angles, even though I have inbuilt belief systems and stereotypes and all these things that play into that. It's difficult to be an observer of your behaviour. And how do you do it? Same as everything else, guys, discipline and effort. Yeah. However, you will find that, well, that's three. It's three F-18s coming into land. I wonder where they're coming from. However, when you become that observer, and when you try and at least give it a go to see how your own behavior is, and it's not all about you. However, the key to understanding everybody else is understanding yourself, you know, because everybody is an extension of you. You know, as I've said it many times, I like, you know, the Aubrey Marcus interpretation of treat everyone like they're you leading a different life. Because, you know, different roll of the dice, different set of circumstances, it could be you. And you don't know. So, you know, and because our base instincts, a lot of our base instincts as humans are the same, when you become that observer, you can have a fairly good guess. If you have an understanding, or even if you don't have an understanding, but you can see things from different perspective where you can see why that person does that certain thing, or why they are the way they are. And when you can see that, that's when you start to see past color, culture, religion, you know, because we are all the same. If you sit down and get someone one-on-one and talk to them, they are all the same. Everyone wants the same things, or most of us do, you know. And as I say, you know, there's always going to be chaos though, guys. There's always going to be order, and there's always going to be a fight between the two, the dark and the light, the force and the dark side, you know. It's the perennial, the yin and the yang. It's the perennial thing that goes on, you know, and will always go on, because one can't live without the other. However, I think we need to be very careful about what we're doing to each other, because it's not acceptable. A lot of this stuff isn't acceptable. And again, don't get me wrong, you know, do I think some of these asshole men that are being outed through the Me Too movement get exactly what they deserve? Absolutely I do. However, do I also think that some of them, it's a bit of an extreme reaction because it's all about an echo chamber? Yeah, I do that too. I do agree with that as well. You know, some of the ones that I've heard, it's just craziness. Like, I don't even understand how it got to the point it got to, or why it had to get to the point that it got to. You know, and as Angus said, and I completely agree with him, it's not like I'm sad, it's not like I'm angry. I look at that stuff and I'm just disappointed. I'm like, come on, for fuck's sake. What are we doing? You know? There's been a few moments that I've had throughout my existence where I've realized how both significant and insignificant that I am. You know, the two that come to mind was Madura Pass, as you cross the border into Western Australia. I stopped there, and this was only a few days after my DMT experience, so I was still very close to the veil and still very much assimilating that experience. And it was very early in the morning, the sun was coming up, and looking out over Madura Pass, and I'm sorry guys, however, I'm pretty sure I could see the curvature of the earth. You know, I know that's not, but you, that the, how clear it is, like the picture on Instagram does not do it justice at all, you know, and there's no way you could. That's one of those experiences you have to experience, you know. And I was looking around, it's like, holy fuck, you know. I'm a drop in the ocean forgot about, you know. And the second time that really comes to mind where that I experienced that was in the ocean. You know, I was doing some free diving, snorkeling off the coast of Papua New Guinea in the New Island province when I was working out there. And, you know, we were diving off this little shelf and little reef thing, and we're messing around. And I'm a bit, you know, I don't like fishing very much. However, you want to go diving, count me in, you know. However, we're doing some diving, and I'm a bit of a madman under the water. I love being under the water and, you know, experiencing that other world. And I dive down about 10 meters, you know, free dive down. And
and went over to that ledge and looked over the ledge. And guys, you got to understand, the visibility that day was 100, 200 meters. Like, it was so crystal clear, beautiful crystal clear. And I looked down over that ledge and it just went down into nothingness. And it's like, wow, I know nothing. You know? And I think that's probably one of the keys, guys. The further you move along the path, for me personally, the more I understand how little I know. You know, I could sit here and wax lyrical about 1,000 different subjects till bloody sunrise. Have I also understand that I know nothing? You know nothing, Jon Snow, to use a popular new reference. However, at the same time, guys, you are the infinite creator of your universe. And I see that. You know, I see it sitting here in this studio. The studio is not rebuilt. However, the space that I've created and the boys that have contributed to this space have created is fucking awesome. We created this from scratch. You know, it was a dinky, dodgy little room and we put our energy into it. And we put our energy into this podcast and the little indie podcast from Australia is at 3,000 downloads. And I know that's a drop in the ocean, right, to other guys and other podcasts. And, you know, the fact that we're at episode 33, you know, there's guys with 300, Joe's got 1,000, you know. In the grand scheme of things, it's very little. However, again, it's a perfect example of the fact that, Jesus, that humbles me, man. It humbles me, the fact that you guys take the time to listen and the fact you get something out of it, you know. As it grows, I hear more and hear from more of you, and it's been awesome, you know. And we're going to keep doing this regardless of what happens, because it's cool, it's fun, it's an outlet, you know. And I'll tell you what, it's corny to say something I thought I'm here to do. This is my contribution. However, I do actually think that, you know, along with my teaching, you know, it was never my grand aspiration to be a teacher. However, I really, really enjoy teaching and I really, really enjoy doing this podcast. And when you are, and I think that's what makes this space awesome, because of the energy behind it. And there is an energy, you know. Everything's energy, guys. I know I keep threatening a podcast about energy, however, and we will do it soon. Everything's energy. We're going to explore all sides of that. You know, and if I tune in to the energy that behind this podcast, there is definitely energy there. And, you know, I don't profess to be anyone or know anything. I'm a synthesizer of data. I look at things. I share them with my brothers, my fellow coders, and they get their own data that they synthesize, and then we share it with you. And I think through all this, we need to understand, again, the nuance, how this dinky little podcast is so fucking awesome to me, you know. And it doesn't feed my ego. It humbles me when I get more likes. It humbles me that I see that the downloads have doubled, you know, the daily downloads have doubled over the last, you know, month, 6 weeks, you know, and it's accelerating, you know, more consistent. You know, I've got an audience. There's listeners in America. There's listeners in Hong Kong, of all places. G'day to you guys. You know, g'day to the boys in Washington. You know, they're listening to us, you know. And a number of other states in the US and Indonesia, Malaysia, you know, the rig pigs out in bloody Algeria. You know, the fact that I have an audience that listens to me doesn't feed my ego. It humbles me and makes me want to improve and keep going and keep moving and keep stepping up. And that's a perspective. That's my perspective on this. And we can all, you know, there's a a video that I posted on the page and that I've been sharing with all the students. It's Retrain Your Mind. It's on YouTube. It goes for about 10 minutes. And, sorry, that was my knee. One of the things it says is that you can always make a decision. It's the perception of how you see things on a day-to-day basis is up to you, right? It's not up to anyone else. It's up to you. And you need to think about what your perception of things are. You know, go back in the archives, guys. Quest for Self 2 Belief Systems was one of the better podcasts we did back at the beginning. And it talks about how your belief systems shape who you are. And maybe, actually definitely, some of those belief systems do not serve you. And some of the belief systems that are being applied in the modern society today about colour and creed and religion and sex and blah, blah, fucking blah, they do not serve us, guys. We've got better things to do. We've got more important things to do and more important things to focus on. And when it's all said and done, it's not going to fucking matter. You know, multiple times in the humanity existence. Funny how we were talking about that the other day, and I was listening to Joe today, and he's been talking about it lately as well. When the population was at 5,000 or 10,000 total humans on the planet, no one gave a fuck about that shit. Right? We were just trying to survive. And just because there's 7 bloody billion of us, we can still apply that. We can still figure that out. And even if it's just in our little groups, our Dunbar numbers, you know, 150 people and 150 people and 150 people. That growing awakening, that growing community, and that growing understanding that we must be an observer of our own perspectives, well, is what's going to lead us forward, guys. It's what's going to give us the discipline to see things and don't allow the mistakes of the past to repeat themselves in the future. Something we need to focus on.
I have been ranting for nearly an hour. So, guess what, guys? I'm going to sign off. Again, thanks very much for your time. Got some really cool guests coming up. I can't wait to see what the studio is going to look like. It's going to be fucking awesome, right? I've got really cool ideas, and obviously we're prepping the studio to go onto YouTube. Now, the first studio rebuild, always remember, guys, that I'm a father, I'm a husband, I've got you know, kids that I need to look after, and this is my passion project. So I don't quite have the resources to completely upgrade the technology yet. However, that'll come. This first rebuild is purely aesthetic. We're turning this dinky little weird coloured room, and I'll post before photos on, because, you know, we post them way back in the day, and I don't think, you know, since then I've got, you know, 1,000% followers, you know, since the first time I posted, so people can actually see what it looks like before and then what it's going to look like after. It's going to be awesome. It's going to really add to the experience and put us in good stead for the future. So that's happening next 2 weeks. Can't wait for it. Looking forward to the experience in doing it, you know, turning it from what it is now into what it's going to be. I think it's going to be a very, looking forward to embracing that experience. That even that short journey, you know, is going to be very cool, and I look forward to sharing that with Benson and whoever else can come and give us a hand. So, to end it, guys, by the time I post this, we will be at 3,000 downloads. I can't quite articulate how that makes me feel, apart from gratitude and being humbled and making sure that I use that energy and use it to improve myself, use it to improve the podcast, use it to help the guests, and you know, the more downloads we get, the more guests are going to want to come on, which is going to help you, it's going to help me, and we're going to learn and grow and share, and you know, we will advance into doing certain tasks together as a group of coders in Southeast Queensland. I'm looking forward to that as the year progresses. You know, the future's so bright, we got to wear shades. You know what I mean? That's what I feel like with this podcast, because it really is a good thing. And it is helping a lot of people. And to those that have given us a go, just, you know, 3,000 downloads, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There's no words that I can express the gratitude and the appreciation. Onwards, guys. We're not stopping. We're going to keep moving. And, you know, thank you. That's all I can say. All right, I'll get off my bloody soapbox now. I've said enough. Appreciate your time tonight. I do feel better. Okay, I do. I did get a few things off my chest and articulated a few things in a bit better way. So, again, thanks for your time. Hopefully you got something out of this. I'm not going to do an outro. Enjoy welcome, waiting for the world to change. Okay, have a why we're waiting for the world to change, guys. Let's do the things we talked about, eh? Let's be cool. Let's be open. Let's be observant. Let's have a look at our perspectives and our belief systems and improve ourselves. Because we can't actually wait for the world to change. We must change it. And people power wins, guys. All right. Thanks very much. We'll talk soon. Cheers.
Waiting on the world.